From our bureau in Wausau, this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shireen Seewert. At just 10 years old, Hazel Schaefer has accumulated more than 40 hours of flight time in 35 different types of aircraft. The Wausau girl recently took her aviation experience to EAA AirVenture in Oshkosh, where she flew in a demonstration alongside former NFL player Jimmy Graham. Much of her learning has taken place at Wausau's downtown airport with support from her family and the local aviation community. Hazel and her mother, Jessica Schaefer, join us to talk about her path into the cockpit and the confidence she's gained, and what can happen when young people are given an early chance to explore aviation. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Hazel, take us inside the cockpit at Oshkosh. You were flying alongside Jimmy Graham over thousands of people with all that engine roar and energy below. What did that feel like from your seat?
It was very fun. I liked when we did the low passes and stuff because you could see all the people.
Jessica, I'm curious, what are the rules about kids flying planes? When can she fly solo?
So for powered aircraft, you need to be 16 to solo and 17 to get your license. It could be a little earlier in gliders or hot air balloons. Not a lot of opportunity for that here in Wausau, but 16 generally. But you can start training acquiring time earlier than that. But realistically, it's a lot about just getting to know the environment and the aircraft and yourself and learning those basic principles without really even knowing what you're learning. Just having fun up in the air and getting to know different people and pilots, putting yourself out there to learn. I think children learn best when they don't know it's a mathematical or physics that they're learning, and being up in the air and getting the confidence at the controls is amazing.
Most parents would get nervous handing a 10-year-old the keys to a riding lawnmower. How did you learn to trust the training, the mentorship, and Hazel herself when she takes off in an airplane?
Well, Hazel has always enjoyed being up in the air, and if she wants to go, then I encourage that. And being able to do these unique things like flying is just such a great opportunity. It's hard to say no or be worried about that when you know everything that she loves and the joy in her face and being able to experience that. It's so good to see them do that.
What do you love most about being in the airplane?
I love being in airplanes. Like when I fly with my friend Dennis, he's pretty crazy in the airplane and it's really fun. He goes like really steep turns and stuff.
Well, every pilot has got to face moments where the wind shifts or maybe the maneuver doesn't go that smoothly. Have you ever felt like you really just had to concentrate and stay cool and keep your cool in a challenging situation?
I don't think I've ever like flown in something like a challenging situation that wasn't expected. Like, I've done aerobatics 6 times now, I think, and it's very fun, but
Takes a different type of focus.
yeah.
And you're very tuned into static cockpit to the point where you don't even know that's what you're doing, right? When you're in an airplane and the pilot's doing the checklist, what are you doing at that point? Are you talking to them?
Sometimes they talk, sometimes they just do it by themselves, sometimes they want help, sometimes they talk to me and tell me what they're doing, or sometimes they just say it out loud.
Jessica, you're not just the mom here, you're also the secretary of EAA Chapter 640. So I want to ask you, people often view municipal airports like Wausau downtown as maybe quiet spots for private planes and wealthy people. What do you think people miss about the role that local airports play in raising confident, capable young people?
Sure, the grassroots initiatives at downtown and small airports is something we definitely want to keep alive. And it used to be that kids could wander onto the airport and they could pick up tools and help wash airplanes. And it was the place to hang out and work and learn the environment. And with fences going up and gates being mandated, we lose a lot of that. So I think it's very important to be able to get kids back on. And we have a lot of that opportunity at Wausau Downtown Airport with Learn, Build, Fly, with Pilot for a Day, with Wausau Flying Service, with EAA Chapter 640, and our Young Eagles programs. All those programs and more, bringing kids back onto the airport. It just is such a great environment for learning, and opening those gates is very important to give kids these opportunities, get them to be hands-on and show them what airports are like.
Jessica, as I was preparing for this today, I was reading that women make up less than 10% of certified pilots in the US. It's a very small fraction. When you see your daughter stepping up to the microphone at AirVenture, when you see her commanding a plane, what do you think that signals for young girls in Wisconsin who might not usually see themselves in the cockpit?
I think it's important for all kids to see themselves in these roles, and for young girls especially. And I'm proud to see my girls taking an active part in the aviation community. I think it is very important when kids come in for Young Eagles flights, they've never been around an airport, to see women, young girls see themselves there. That's important. And it just gives them a wider view of things, and they know that's a place they belong. But that's a role that we all play, making sure that they know that they're welcome there.
Hazel, you've already flown at the world's largest air show before finishing middle school. So when you look into the future, what is the ultimate aviation goal that you're steering toward?
I'm only 10, so I don't exactly know what I would do when I grow up, but I don't feel like I'd do aviation as a job. I might do like some air shows or something, because that seems kind of fun, but I don't know. I don't exactly know right now.
Jessica, since the EAA convention, there has been an awful lot of attention on Hazel. What is that like for you as a mom to manage that kind of attention and pressure?
Yeah, there's definitely a big responsibility in keeping her a little bit sheltered from that and from seeing all the media attention on the back end. She knows obviously it's happening. She's building a lot of confidence in giving interviews and speaking, and I see that and I'm proud of that, but also want to make sure that she gets to be 10. And when we were at AirVenture the same day that she was on stage with Jimmy at the gathering and the big fundraising gala, I took her to KidVenture at the museum. And Hazel loves to play at KidVenture and to enjoy all those little experiments and science exhibits that they've got. And I think it's really important that kids have access to that kind of thing and just be able to play. Play is serious work for a kid.
Hazel and Jessica Schaefer, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
If you have an idea about something in central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one, online at wpr.org. I'm Shereen Seward from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.